Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
And Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Coach. Happy Football Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Football Friday to you as well, Sal.
All right. So, you know, a Friday before a playoff game. I mean, you know, your team has been in the playoffs 7 out of the 8 years you've been here, but it still's got to feel a little bit different for you, right, as you get a little bit closer?
Oh, it does. It's everyone's a little bit different. You know, you're fortunate when you're able to get in the playoffs for so many years, even before coming to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Very, very grateful for it and the experience that comes from it, and really looking forward this weekend to a great environment, being in front of our fans, being able to share this experience with our fans at home here in Orchard Park.
And before I get to the injury report, we'll do that in a second. Just on that note, Coach, I mean, how do you balance making sure you do stay consistent, stay with your routine? Everybody knows this game is different, but you also have to approach it as if it's just another game. What is that balance for you and your team, and how have you kind of had to figure that out over the years?
Well, I believe you evolve over the years, right? You're always trying to, figure out how you can put your team in the best position to perform at their best. And then you learn every year. And I think when you do that, it really sometimes comes down to consistency and trying to get the players in a spot where they're calm and can execute at a high level.
All right, Coach, let's get to our Barnes Firm injury report. It is brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. A couple of guys we've been monitoring, Brandon Codrington and Jamarcus Ingram. Those are the two notable ones, but you can tell us whatever you need to about today's practice and where those guys stand.
Right, so Brandon Codrington will be questionable. He'll be listed as questionable with the hamstring. We'll see how he does today. Other than that, I think we're in a pretty good spot.
Okay, is Jamarcus back with the team today, Coach?
Jamarcus had a new baby, and
okay,
we're happy for him. And I should add, I should take the time to add just our prayers that go out to all those in California dealing with what they're dealing with out there. We can only imagine how tough that is. So, yeah. Jamarcus is back and good to go.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. I know, and as I said earlier today, everybody here probably listening, people you know, people in your building, your family, you might know somebody. Chances are you know somebody, impacted by what's going on in California. It really puts everything into perspective, and I know the league has had to move the game to Monday. So thanks for sharing that. And also, thanks for sharing that about Jamarcus. That's very cool, and I'm glad that Bills fans know that it was for a really good reason that he was away from you guys for a couple of days. All right, Coach, so let's talk about this game and get into a little bit the Denver Broncos. You don't get into the playoffs without being a really good football team. You look on the defensive side of the ball, they lead the league in sacks, they lead the league in, sacks per pass attempt. What's the challenge of going against a very, very good front?
Well, when you're built at the way they are built, I should say, they're built the right way. They've got a great defensive line and they have a number one corner. And usually when you have those two combined, you have a chance to have a great defense, and that's what they do. They have a really good defense. They get after the quarterback. They're able to stop the run, and then they're able to take away because of their number one corner, your best receiver, and that's a good combination.
And then, of course, they're going to be looking to take the ball away. I remember last year, the Monday night game here, they started off the game, the first play of the game, they took the ball away. There was an interception later. There was maybe a miscommunication on a handoff later. How even more important when you're playing an aggressive defense like this, knowing, hey, they're going to want to come here and be aggressive and take the ball away, is focusing on ball security this week?
No, that's huge. It's huge every week for us, but in particular this week, we term it protecting the house. We've got to do a great job of protecting the house.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Making good, great decisions at the quarterback position, and taking it one play at a time.
And then, of course, on the other side of the ball, you have a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, who doesn't seem like he's playing like a typical rookie right now, and I'm sure that's helped out a lot about a Super Bowl winning coach in Sean Payton, who's on the sidelines with him. What have you seen from his evolution through the year and especially the last few weeks, Bo Nix?
Well, people look at it as a rookie quarterback, but in the AFC, and the way Bo Nix is played this year and the experience, quite honestly, he picked up 6 years of experience in college at a high level. You know, it's high level of competition right from the start of the playoffs in wild card weekend here in Buffalo. And I think it's a great example of what the league is and how hard it is to win in a wild card game like this. And you're saying, hey, this is a really good team. You know, a highly ranked defense, and they've got a great punt returner in Mims, a Pro Bowl punt returner, and then the way their offense has been playing, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us here.
I'm glad you brought up Marvin Mims. I was going there next. He's been one of my focuses, talking about this game when I break it down. He's really excellent. Over 15 yards of punt return, number one in the league, and all pro, as you say. You know, just kind of talk about how important that aspect of the game will be this week, and especially dealing with, you know, Brandon Codrington as well for you guys, and how much that particular aspect and phase of the game is going to be so important this weekend.
Right. Well, there are three phases to every game: offense, defense, naturally, and then special teams. And in this case, you know, you want to win at least two of the three. And special teams is a big factor week to week. You know, their return game is elite because of, in particular, Mims. And actually, they have two really good returners. So it'll be a big challenge for us. It's important that we are able to play a complementary type of game with all three phases working together.
All right, Sean. So speaking of protecting the house, Kyle Williams is coming back. And this guy gives speeches that really want you to protect the house. We played one a little bit earlier in the show, and I wanted to go out there and play with him. I'm not going to do that, but I wanted to go out there. I mean, it's amazing what this guy can do for you when you're listening to him talk and get fired up for a game. But I also know he's meant so much to you and your coaching career and this organization. How cool will it be to have Kyle Williams here in this weekend firing up the crowd? And will you have him talk to the team before the game itself?
All great questions, and I say that because I'm very aware of who Kyle is and those speeches. Yeah. I've been around those, and like you tend to get pretty jacked up and fired up after hearing them. And you know, those are the same kind of questions I've asked myself. Should we have him talk to the team? Should we not? He is a true legend and an ambassador for Buffalo and the Buffalo Bills. I think when I see Kyle, and I'm looking forward to seeing him here, I'm just interested to see if he got paid to come back here or if he's doing it on his own accord, right? So I am actually going to catch up with him tonight for dinner.
I love it.
I love him. I love his family. And, man, what a great, as I said, great ambassador for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think fans are so jacked up and fired up to see Kyle. The minute it was announced by the Buffalo Bills, I mean, I heard from a lot of fans that said, oh my God, like, I can't wait. I want to be there. I want to be inside that stadium. So it's going to be really cool. Before I let you go, Sean, you have Joe Brady, who's getting some requests. You confirmed that earlier this week as far as head coach interviews. I want to ask you about him. And if you could also touch on what Terrence Gray and Brian Gain have meant to you and your staff and these guys, just a little bit of you know, maybe love for them, I guess, and all that they've achieved in having these opportunities.
Well, I mean, good things come to those who work hard and are good people, and I think all three of those individuals fit that bill. They're good people. They work hard. And then when you've been successful as an organization, people look to those organizations to pull from their candidates from those organizations and teams. So it's the natural evolution, I guess, of having success, and I'm happy for all three of those guys and their families.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.